This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm. You need not ask what type of law they specialize in. Full-service law firm. And they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They provided shirts for all players at the recent 2020 Todd Wright Tour Championship. And they're already on the tee sheet for Todd Wright Tour 27, which is coming up the first weekend of October. When you are in need of legal assistance, you need not live, work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. And I don't only see them at my golf tournaments. Just yesterday, I had lunch with the guys from Brandon Legal Group, and the message remains very simple and very clear. They are a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. They were the sponsor of the first ever podcast I did 5 years ago. Season one of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We're now in season five of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Separate podcast if you want to find it, listen, and subscribe if you are a fantasy player. Papa John's of Tampa Bay not only got me going from a sponsorship standpoint on podcast 5 years ago, Papa John's of Tampa Bay has been with me virtually every golf tournament I've done, and I've now hosted 26 of them. Whether it's participation in the event, catering the event, providing prizes for the event, or they went out of their way at the Todd Wright Tour Championship to give every single player a free pizza voucher in the gift bags. Thank you, Mike Lentz of the West Waters store in Tampa. Thanks always, Denny Gray, the store closest to my home on West Kennedy. Papa John's of Tampa Bay also wants to remind you, do not forget about the Shaq-a-roni pizza, designed and created by Shaquille O'Neal himself. $1 of every Shaq-a-roni pizza goes to charity. Papa John's has moved over 2 million of these pizzas with double the pepperoni, double the cheese, and none of those leftover crusts that you and apparently Shaquille O'Neal simply don't like that you leave in the box when you discard it. Thanks to Papa John's of Tampa Bay. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com, social media, at toddwright2020 on Instagram, at toddwright2020 on Twitter, and I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa Bay on Facebook. If we're friends, I promise I will never ask you to like a separate page that promotes podcasts, golf tournaments, webcasts, or anything else, and I would expect you to return the favor. Do whatever you need to do on one page. It's much simpler. It's much better. So let's talk about golf today. It's Wednesday around lunchtime when I'm cutting this podcast. And I guess in a calendar year of 2020, when so much has been different, the good news is something has been the same. It is something I've talked about for many years. And it has happened over the last 72 hours as it relates to the reaction to the winner of the PGA Championship golf tournament. The golf media, the golf community, and the mainstream sports fans all make the same mistake in overhyping what this one win means for a first-time major winner. I have no issues with Colin Morikawa personally, nor that he won the PGA Championship. As a matter of fact, there was significant money on Morikawa that moved the number at the Westgate Superbook in Las Vegas prior to Morikawa teeing off last Thursday. When the Westgate first posted numbers for the PGA Championship prior to the pandemic, Morikawa was 60-1. By the time the week began of the PGA Championship, his price was half that. So it's not entirely unexpected that he was a contender to win the event. Winning the event is to his credit. He earned it, and I have nor would say anything negative about his performance in the tournament. My issue is with people that overhype a golf tournament major winner and take the next five steps and anoint them the next star of golf and how they're going to continue to win majors. The data and the history says I'm right and all of those people are wrong. Let me give you some examples. Morikawa was the first to win in his debut in the PGA Championship in 9 years. Not a long amount of time. Not historic. The last guy to do it was Keegan Bradley. I was at that PGA Championship in 2011. Keegan Bradley, what's that name do for you? Anyone? Anyone? He has struggled to keep his card in recent years, and he never won another major championship. Morikawa actually had more course knowledge than virtually every big-time player in that event. Perhaps part of why his price dropped at the Westgate Superbook. He played nearby at Cal. He had a lot of rounds on that course. That course is not in the rotation to host major championships. So it gave him an edge. An edge he won't have at other major championships. With that win, Morikawa moves to number 5 in official world golf ranking. Let me run down the others in the top 10 for you and tell you how many majors they have won. So these are the best players in the world. Morikawa, by winning the PGA Championship, puts himself in the group at number 5 for right now. The number 1 player in the world is Jon Rahm. He has no majors. None. Number 2 is Justin Thomas. He has 1. Rory is number 3. He has 4. None in 6 years. Dustin Johnson is 4. He has 1 major championship. Webb Simpson is 6. He has 1 major championship. Brooks Koepka, you may not like him. He has 4, and he's done it all in the past 3-plus years. He's 7th in the world. Then Bryson DeChambeau, who's made the most noise, good or bad, since the restart. He's 8th. He has none. Patrick Reed, speaking of disliked players, is number 9. He has 1. And Adam Scott is number 10. He has 1. 11 through 20 in official world golf ranking. Other than Tiger Woods, who is 16th, the only one who's won a major is Justin Rose. You take Tiger out of the next 10, and they total 1 major. Below that, Jason Day, he's won 1. Ricky Fowler, none. Sergio, 1. Jordan Spieth, still trying to find his way back. He's in that same category of Rory and Koepka at 4, just not playing as well as they have in recent years when it comes to competing and winning tournaments. You cannot. Look, it's one thing after Patrick Mahomes wins a Super Bowl or Steph Curry or LeBron James win an NBA championship. Or when a team wins a World Series or a team wins a Stanley Cup, for you to say, wow, how many can he, the star player, or his team win? It's totally different. Team sports may have only 1 championship per year, unlike golf, which this year has 3, normally 4. But how many teams are there? It is exponentially less than the number of individual golfers playing for all of these majors, which means it's exponentially tougher to win multiple major championships in golf. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to say that Colin Morikawa is the next Jimmy Walker I know. You don't know who that is. Ben Curtis, I know. You don't know who that is. Michael Campbell, I know, and I'm happy. You don't know who that is. But the golf media, the golf community, and the mainstream sports fan did the same thing. After Michael Campbell from New Zealand won the 2005 United States Open at Pinehurst, barely beating Tiger Woods. They were like, oh, he beat Tiger Woods. He's the next star. By 2006, Michael Campbell wasn't even a thought to win major championships. And roughly a year or two after that, he wasn't even a thought to win a golf tournament. So much can be thrown at individuals, just as Tiger Woods, that derails individual golfers from winning majors. It's a different structure than the team sports. It's harder, even though there are more of them annually. So take the Morikawa win solely for what it is. One major championship. Should we talk about him when we play the U.S. Open at Wingfoot in a few weeks? Sure we should. Will he win it? Probably not. He's in the conversation. But how many of these top 20 players in the world are in the conversation? And of the top 20 players in the world that are in that conversation, half have never won a major championship. It's a lot harder than you think. And when you anoint someone the next star of golf, you better be really careful. Here are the stars of golf. Woods, Nicklaus, Palmer. Those are the stars of golf. They're rare. It's kind of like in the NBA where you have a generational player. The one who gets people who hate the sport to like to watch the sport and root for that player. I don't think golf is any different. Arnie's the one who got it on TV. Jack is the one who beat Arnie. Tiger came along 20 years ago and raised it to an even higher level. And really, over the past, 60 years, that's the list. Sure, others have won multiple major championships, but they're not in that category. Rory's not in that category. Koepka's not in that category. Spieth's not in that category. You're already putting Morikawa in that category? Just stop. Have some perspective. Look at the facts. Look at the data. Look at how hard it is to win major championships in golf. Learn your lesson. Trust me, I'll be reminding you for the next 15 years, just as I have since Michael freaking Campbell ruined the 2005 U.S. Open. Sure, he won it, but is it memorable? Is it meaningful? Not to me. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Papa John's of Tampa Bay. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.